This
is Mythical.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What a crowd! Welcome to Dispatches from Myrtle Beach, but we're live in Austin, Texas, and it's so good for y'all to be here. So we're going to swing right into something here in just a minute and just see y'all enjoy yourself and have a good time today, because we're going to have a good time.
Are you going to introduce me, Dad?
Oh, do y'all know who we are? Yeah, well, y'all know I'm Charles, I think, and this is my son, Link, from Good Mythical Morning.
Hey! Morning, Dad. We're doing this.
Yeah, we're doing it.
So, I just got to know, how are you feeling about Mythicon? Like, what's your experience been like so far?
Well, it's something new for me. It's been pretty astonishing. Hey, y'all were great to me last night. Taking pictures and coming in for Rhett's concert and Jesse singing. So it was fun. It's fun. So, hey, yeah. That's what it's all about.
So I was back there and I heard a huge scream. Like, not one person screaming. Like, everybody was screaming. I don't know if you made one person scream.
No, I made a lot of people scream.
That was you. See, now Rhett's coming in. He's trying to steal your thunder, see?
Yeah, I just had to finally just sit down. I didn't want to steal Rhett's thunder last night. But boy, what me and my wife, Nancy, really, we thought Rhett could sing. But we didn't know he could sing that good. So it was great, Rhett. I'm telling you, it was great. Jesse, you were out of this world.
Every moment that I'm experiencing here at Mythicon so far is, I do think the best word for it is surreal. Like, you know, you don't know exactly what to expect, but I think one of the things that has been such a thrill for me is being here with you, Dad. Oh, yeah, it's true, though. The fact that, you know, the timing worked out, we launched this show, and then we were building up to having this event, and the fact that, like, you can be here, and you can experience it, and you can feel the energy. I mean, you didn't know what to expect, right?
Absolutely did not know what to expect and how I would feel, and then, well, it's hard to explain. I just can't explain it. But when, you know, y'all have attached to me and Link, and I hope I keep attaching to y'all, because it's been really a lot of fun doing our podcast. And,
so the question is, where exactly are you talking about attaching?
Well, just keep attaching to the podcast.
Okay, so it's not like a leech situation, or
no? I've had a leech on me before, and I don't want any more of them.
Oh, well, okay. Tell us about that.
Well, it's not a lot of fun when you walk in water and stay in it in the woods. Sometimes you get some attached to you, and then you kind of have to burn them to get off. So
you have to burn a leech to get it off?
Yeah, you have to. You don't want to just pull it off. You kind of use some heat so it'll detach from itself, from me.
Oh, gosh. But then what if, like, I mean, wouldn't that, like, catch your pubes on fire or something?
Well, you don't like leeches. If you ever had one stuck on you, it hurts. So you don't care if something catches on fire or not. You want to get him off.
Okay, I hear you. Only thing worse than have a leech attached to your... I don't know why I just pictured it attached to your ball sack. But that is what I was
picturing. But it won't that close. It was pretty close to it, but it won't right on.
See, I was right.
Yes.
Is this what you wanted to talk about today on the show?
No, like, I don't think that's what we're supposed to be talking about. But you know how things goes around here? We'll swing right into anything.
All right, we will swing into anything. I see that we've got something special here. What's happening?
Well, this is some of my homemade barbecue sauce.
You're just going to stand up and Katy Perry it on people?
No, I don't know who's going to get it, but somebody's going to get this barbecue sauce today.
Oh. All right, so do you want to kick things off with a dispatch?
I got something that you're not aware of. These people are aware of it now.
Oh.
But my granddaughter, that's 25 years old, Savannah Miller, called me on the phone one day or texted me one and told me, said, you know, I've got all of my friends are watching your podcast. And then she told me, they don't think I'm real, that you invented me.
I mean, in a way, you kind of invented me.
Well, that's what, you know, but...
Right? I don't know if...
I helped invent you anyway. Yeah.
But they think that you're like a character actor? Like someone's doing a voice?
They think that you've gone back to where you speak Southern again. And I guess because...
They think I'm doing both parts.
Both parts. So now, when this comes out, and all of y'all sitting out here, and all this noise that's going on and everything, they gonna know this is for real. I'm for real.
I give you a pinch. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real, Dad.
Yeah, yeah. I'm real. I hope so, because you wouldn't be real if I won't hear.
That's right. You're the realist, Dad. You are the absolute realist. So we're gonna give some of these away to who? You don't know who?
No, I don't know who.
I thought you did. I thought you did know who. I thought it was the people who you selected their emails.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
See, this is new for me still, so you know, I'm still learning. It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. Is Adam Weaver here?
Oh, front and center. I don't know if you noticed, Dad, that I'm cosplaying as you today. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm wearing the painter outfit. You like it?
Oh yeah.
Does it?
You can come back home, go back to work now.
yeah, you work for me now.
That's all right. We'll work that out.
but who are you cosplaying as here? If I'm you, who are you?
I'm Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta. Most of these people, are y'all even old enough to know what Saturday Night Fever was? That's great.
So we got Adam over here. What you got with Adam?
Adam sent us a question in, and it says, what do you call it if a service member ejaculates prematurely?
It's different when you're right here. So you, Adam, you don't know what it's called when a serviceman ejaculates prematurely? You're hoping that my dad can tell you that.
Right. Yes.
So you wrote the question and don't know the answer to it.
Not that I presume you to be an authority on that, but okay. Hopefully you know the
Well, answer. I got an answer.
What happens when a serviceman ejaculates prematurely? Does it have to do with rounds? Is it a pun?
No.
Does it have to do with, I don't know, anybody have a hint? Anybody have a guess? What? Discharge? Dishonorable discharge.
That's it. Who was that?
That's it.
That's right. He had a dishonorable discharge, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And look at how proud she is that she knew. Like, that's, you know, that's something to be proud of. Dishonorable discharge. Now we all know.
Adam, you really want one of these bottles of barbecue sauce?
I do. I love barbecue, actually.
All right.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. So he earned a bottle. Logan, you're going to take it to him?
Thank you very much.
Now, Adam, you can share that with anybody you want, especially the woman behind you who dishonorably discharged.
Okay. Is Dakota Terry here?
Okay. It seems that we have them grouped. This is nice.
We're all together.
Dakota. Is that right?
That's a neat name.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dakota sent the question in, says, what's green and smells like pork?
What's green and smells like pork? Now, don't yell the answer yet. We got to have some fun with this. I didn't hear what you said. What's green and smells like pork? So is this going to be gross?
Kind of.
No, yeah. It ain't too gross.
Oh, yeah? Not gross.
No.
So it's not like, if it's green, it's not because something's rotten?
No, not on this question.
Okay. What's green? Is it naughty? Is the answer naughty?
No.
No? He says no. All right, I don't know, Dad. What is green and smells like pork?
Kermit's finger. That is a little gross, ain't it? I just wanted a better reaction.
Dad, I'm so proud of what we're creating here. This is meaningful. You know, people describe this show as raunchy yet wholesome. Like, who knew that such a strange juxtaposition of experiences could happen in a show? You know?
Especially coming from me.
Yeah, but you know, this is special for us. I've said it before, but I'll say it again here, because this is like a new milestone for us that, like, you know, it's given us an opportunity to connect more, to hang out more. It's like we always look forward to our conversations. I've even noticed that we've started doing what Rhett and I also do, especially being here when we've, like, been hanging out the past couple of days. You'll start to tell me a story, and then I'll say what?
Don't tell me. Wait till we do the podcast.
Right. So it's like we're like pushing our relationship to be in front of the mic, because we, you know, we want you guys to experience our connection. You know, we're not creating a connection. We're actually just having one. And you know, I think you guys are picking up on that. I get that's where the wholesome part of this comes from. Is that like. People can tell that we have this connection with each other and that we love each other and that, you know, we're hearing from so many people that, you know, the relationships that people have with their parents are all over the map, you know? And so to have our show as kind of a focal point for a fun, positive father-son relationship seems to resonate with a lot of people. And that's I can't say that I anticipated that happening, but it does make sense, and I'm glad that our relationship can be an encouragement and kind of a bright spot for people. So,
yeah, well, it's really been pretty neat that some of the questions, not just jokes, that people send in are from the heart, because they see that what we do and how we feel about one another is from the heart, and that we love one another. And sometimes we help some people, and then sometimes we just make them laugh and have a good time. So,
that kind of, sometimes we make them scratch their head.
Yeah, oh, I'm telling you.
Or scratch whatever.
Yeah, have a Kermit finger.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? It's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's
apparently.
What, yeah.
But it's for us.
So that's for Dakota.
That's for Dakota.
Thanks for the question, Dakota.
The sauce will be good with Miss Piggy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, you got another email?
Yeah, I got one from Spencer Higgins.
They're all right over there. Spencer Higgins.
Hey, morning, guys.
What up?
So this is gonna be a good one, because, listen, I really don't. If he does this, he can't have two things of barbecue sauce, but I might ought to send him some more. Spencer says, I'm a comedian who specializes in impressions, and I was wondering if you ever had anyone do an impression of you. I only do impressions of people I admire.
Okay.
I've been practicing my impression of you, and I'd love to do it for you.
Sounds like they want to hear it.
Well, let it roll, Spencer.
All right, will do, Charles. Here we go. You're listening to Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with me and my son, Link. Let's spin it around, see what we can get into.
So, Spencer, where are you from?
Ontario, Canada.
Ah!
You did a pretty good job, but you got to work on your Southern just a little bit more.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, we'll hang out later. You can teach me some.
Yeah, we might could do that, but I ain't sure about that.
All right.
I've been walking around, and this sometimes it's hard to get to walk around because, you know, y'all seem to like me a little bit. But it is fun, and if you do see me and want to take a picture, I'll take a picture with you.
Now, we can't have lines forming, Dad. You got to keep moving. So give him a couple more of your catchphrases, and let's just see. You can drill it a little bit. Like,
I'm well-versed in improv, too, so we can get into something if y'all want to.
You could say that would be correct.
Yeah, that would be correct.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. That's right. If the people here that sent that I'm telling you that was doing that beer pong thing, they stay drunk all the time if they listen to me.
That's pretty good. Are we missing any catchphrases?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Give him some barbecue sauce.
Thank you, John. Good.
I feel like that was a little better than me, but
maybe I can teach you something too, Link. I don't know.
Yeah, you're gonna try me?
Oh, I don't have one of you or Rhett. Y'all not unique enough. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Dad, you got another email?
Okay, I got another email, and I'm gonna try to pronounce this name. Ariba Siddiqui.
Ariba Siddiqui.
Well, that was pretty close for me. If you've heard me on the show trying to pronounce Nadine and Nadine, that was pretty good for me, I'm telling. Yeah, so you ought to be proud of me.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, don't correct him. It never works out.
But pronounce your first name again.
Ariba.
Ariba. Ariba, Ariba, Ariba.
Yeah.
read the email, Dad.
So Ariba sent in this question. Says, what's the first thing you would each do if you switched bodies for a day? Freaky Friday style.
Do not make this weird. I'm going to let you go first.
Well, now that I'm Link, I'm going to help him and learn how to speak Southern some more again. Because that's all gone away. So when I walk around and be Link all day long, they're going to know where he's from and where he was raised and learn how to teach some Southern again.
I'll accept that. So you're saying I lost my accent and you're not happy about it?
No, I'm tickled to death. Because if you hadn't lost your accent, I wouldn't be sitting up here doing a podcast.
Oh, you think that's the key to my success was toning it down a little bit?
Well, I think that's the way show business is. You can't, most of the time you don't get to talk like yourself when you're on something. But I get to talk like myself.
That's right. Don't change for nobody. What would I do if I were in your body? I'd probably do a lot of stretching at first. You know, I don't want to break anything.
That'd be a good idea. But I still climb up and down ladders and stuff.
I get
stretched out, but it's good. When I get up in the morning, I have to do some stretching.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, I trust everything's in good working order.
Where's Nancy at? Asked her that.
See, this is when it gets really weird.
Okay, the second thing when I'm walking around, and I'm going to help you with, you're going to get to have black, luscious hair all the time.
That's a cheap shot, Dad. You're gray on the sides, man.
Yeah, no.
Your hair looks great. My hair looks great. Our hair both looks great.
That's right.
So, all right.
So we got, you got my gene, some just didn't get the color.
I'll take it. He can give me a hard time. It's not like I don't give him a hard time constantly. Did you secure a sponsor for this episode?
Yes, I did.
Well, you don't look sure about it.
Oh,
are
yeah.
they paying?
Oh, no, we ain't getting paid.
All right.
Not
let's
yet.
That, go
see,
for it.
That ain't my job. That's your job.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Now it's time for a word from our sponsor. Here I go, Logan. There's been several drinks that you can buy around here with alcohol in them. And I looked at all of them last night and went around, and I like this Paloma Luba Doobie.
What do you call it?
Paloma Luba Doobie.
Paloma Luba Booba Luby. Paloma Luba Luby.
Paloma Luba Luba Doobie.
Paloma Luba Luby.
Paloma Luba Luby.
Yeah.
I told you. But yeah, it was a great drink. They seemed like they would. I went down to get one last night, had to stand in line, and then people kind of got to recognizing me. They was going to buy me a drink, but I wouldn't let them. But the drinks that they've got down there, be careful. They got some alcohol in them. And you may not be talking like me or yourself, either one, if you drink a lot of them. So we want you to have a good time here, but have some of the drinks that's for Mythicon and what they invented for that and everything. So it's a really good, mine was a really good drink, of course. Mine was the one with, I think it had tequila in it. And maybe they could have just put tequila in mine, but it would have been all right. But it was a really good drink, and if you enjoy yourself today and go around, you'll see the spots all around. I know the one bar I found was down yonder. Yonder's a bar, right, John?
Everywhere you look, Dad.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So you can get one of these drinks, so get something here to eat or something. Just enjoy yourself and have a good time.
I love the word from our sponsor because I just sit there and let him go for it, you know? This is your show. I love just being along for the ride. You want to do your way over my head now, where I run you through some terms and you see if you can guess what they mean?
Sure. It's time for another edition of Your Way Over My Head Now.
You've learned a lot on the show. You know? You remember what BDE stands for?
No, I done forgot.
You done forgot? All right. Well, as long as you exude it, you don't have to remember.
Okay.
All right. So you didn't, hopefully you didn't look at this sheet, right? You don't know
no,
what.
I ain't seen it.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's how we like to do things. We don't like to over-prepare. All right. So if you slide into someone's DMs, what's that mean, Dad? You ever heard that phrase, slide into my DMs?
No, I ain't never heard that.
Well, what do you
but
think?
But I mean, where I come from, I don't want to be sliding into nobody's BM. I don't think.
No, I didn't say BM.
Oh, you didn't?
I said DM.
DM?
Yeah, but you know, I agree with you. I don't want to slide in anybody's BM either. It's just not what I want to do any time of day. What do you think DM stands for?
Help me out.
Come on, Dad. No, you don't need any help. Take a guess first. DM. It's just two letters.
Yeah, they can mean a lot of things, two letters.
Yep. But what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I'm lost.
I'm All right. What's a D word? Just any D word.
Dick.
Okay.
You asked.
What's a M word?
Dick massage. That, no.
That ain't it. That ain't it, Dad. Get your mind out the gutter.
I'm old. I ain't quit, though.
How would you slide into that?
Slide into.
Yeah. How would you slide into one of those?
With a lot of lotion.
A DM is a direct message.
A direct message.
So instead of like somebody posting something publicly, they're going to send it to you directly. It's kind of like an email. It's kind of like
you
a
know
text.
So it's kind of like when I try to talk to you most times on phone this show, I have to text you. You don't answer the telephone. Is that what you say?
Right.
Okay. All right. Direct.
Yeah. So, you just got to slide into my DMs, man. Yeah, as long as you don't get confused with what it is again. Here's something else I learned. What about a snack? You ever heard anybody use the term snack?
No. Too old for that, too.
Okay. All right. I'll give you some context. Boy, did you see Charles in his Saturday Night Fever outfit? He is such a snack. I keep losing my overalls over you.
So snack would mean that you like what you're looking at.
That's right. All right. What about drip?
That probably means, you know, you're moving along maybe slowly and taking your time about something.
Like just slowly falling out of something?
Yeah.
Like a faucet?
A faucet, an airplane, whatever.
So you're going to drip out of an airplane?
No, I don't want to drip, but I'm just trying to figure out, you know, if I'm dripping, I want to make sure I'm doing it slowly if it's out of an airplane.
If he's dripping, he wants to make sure he's doing it slowly. It has to do with appearance.
What you wearing?
Or someone could just tell you. Did you hear her?
Yeah. Thank you.
What did she say?
What you're wearing.
What you're wearing, that's right. Another way of saying swag. You got some swag. Drip is a term for a cool trend or style.
Okay.
So you don't want to, you're almost dripping too hard right now.
Well, it's your fault.
No such thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Charles can't drip too hard.
No. I'm going to keep on dripping too, I hope.
What about last one, thirsty?
Go to the bar of yon and get a drink.
Yeah, so it's not that obvious. It's not. It's related to wanting. The crowd can be thirsty.
They want more of what you're doing.
That's close. It's a person who tries too hard to win your attention. So if somebody's like really, really coming on strong, it's like, oh, you are a bit thirsty for my drip.
I can't wait to get back home and tell one of my friends that.
So you're just going to go up to your friends and say what?
You're a bit thirsty for my drip.
Yeah, that's a new catchphrase. You're a bit thirsty for my drip. Now, you learned the Mile High Club last time we did this.
Yeah.
And it does remind me that you promised, didn't you say when you were flying out here, what was your promise on the show, right? Didn't he promise he was going to do some research on the Mile High Club? You said you would think about it.
And I did my research.
All right. What does this mean?
And I got pictures to prove it.
I have to say I'm a bit thirsty for your drip, Dad.
But it ain't pictures of what you're thinking. But it's pretty neat. When we were coming out here, Link, I went up to the desk where we were flying in, and there was four the ladies that worked at the airport and setting up there. And I walked up there, and I just asked them, I said, can I ask y'all a question? And one of the ladies back there said, it better be a good one. And I said, baby, it's a good one.
Were you wearing this outfit at the time?
No. I did have Do You Know Who I Am shirt on.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
And one of them, and she knew who I was. But I said, I got a question for you. I said, my son and I have a podcast, and we were talking about the Mile High Club, and we're kind of wondering what happens when you catch somebody in the bathroom on the plane doing that. And that stewardess looked at me and said, we don't do nothing. We leave them people alone.
Oh.
So while I was standing there, one of the people that worked there, a young girl, 20 years old, and she was looking at us like we was crazy. What are y'all talking about? And they said, you don't know what the Mile High Club is? And they said, no, so we explained it to her. But then what's good about it is, the day before, and I hate to do this, but I'm going to throw my wife under the bus. But we were talking about this segment at home, and she said, what are you talking about? So I had to explain to her what the Mile High Club was.
Sometimes it's better to show than to tell.
Wait a minute. So I went back up and talked to him. I said, have y'all got any different seats on the plane today? And the girl looked at me. She said, I got some right in the back where you can get to the bathroom.
No, you
but it
didn't
work all the way out because my wife said, we ain't going there. But it was a good thing. I mean, I tried. So, but we know if you're on a plane and you get to want to be a part of the Mile High Club, they ain't going to mess with you.
That is good information. But to me, the biggest part is like, do you go in at the same time or do you go in one at a time? You try to be sly about it on the front side.
You were on a plane the other day. How big is that bathroom?
Small.
I'm telling trade secrets to you. But yeah, but you can't let but one in at a time. You hold the door and get the other one in there. But hey, you got to be ready when you get in there. You can't hardly have no clothes on.
You, what? You're telling me that you take your clothes off before you go in the bathroom?
Pretty close.
Because it's so tight in there.
Oh, yeah.
You got okay. So you just have to be out in the aisle? Just dropping trowel?
Well, you don't quite do that, but you just don't have very much on. You just have your shorts on, maybe one little shirt, and then you leave all your coat and other paraphernalia in the seat.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know.
So now when you and Christy fly back home, you're younger than I am. Y'all might try it.
All right, the ball's back in my court, huh? Well, you have to wait for the next update of Dispatches from Myrtle Beach.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man. I don't know what else you got. I don't want to cut you off, but, like, this has been amazing.
Well, listen, this has been more amazing. I mean, when we do this and I do it at home when he's back in Los Angeles, it's fun when we do it then. But this was out of sight. Out of sight.
Thank you, guys. We hope that you guys will never forget your Mythicon experience, and I know that I'll never forget it. You're always going to remember this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to remember. Yeah. Well, this is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach. And I done forgot my...
I don't know. Whatever.
My email.
You forgot your email?
Yeah.
Well, is it Gmail? It's not Gmail.
No, it ain't Gmail. Huh? What would I... rather be shagging at 53AOL.com.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to swing out of this and see you next week.